talked upon as amanat. So how a person fulfills his amanat. Today's hadith is a long hadith, a beautiful hadith. Maybe we'll do it over 2 days. But this hadith shows that where a person makes the intention that I want to fulfill that amanat that is upon me, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen help comes onto that person. Allah's unseen help is with that person. And Allah Pak makes it easy for that person who starts the process of fulfilling the amanat that is upon him. And Abi Khubayb بضم الخاء المعجمة عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما قال لما وقف الزبير يوم الجمل دعاني فقمت إلى جنبه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhuma, he says that my father Zubair radiallahu anhu, that when he stood in the battle of Jamal, then he called me, so I stood at his side. So the son is the reporter of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, he says my father Zubair radiallahu anhu called me at this particular battle when he was standing there and I stood at his side. فَقَالَ يَا بُنِيَّ إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا ظَالِمٌ أَوْ مَظْلُومٌ. He told me, O son, that today only a person who is an oppressor or an oppressed will be killed. In other words, somebody is going to be, either the oppressor will be killed or the oppressed. وَإِنِّي لَأَرَانِي سَأَقْتُلُ الْيَوْمَ مَظْلُومًا. And I see my... وَإِنِّي لَأَرَانِي إِلَّا سَأَقْتُلُ الْيَوْمَ مَظْلُومًا. I only see myself that I will be killed today as an oppressed person. فَقَالَ يَا بُنِيَّ فَقَالَ وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ هَمِّي لَدَيْنِي. Then he said to his son that the thing that is worrying me the most is not the fact that I'm going to be killed in this battle, etc. The thing that is worrying me the most is I've got some debts to pay. And then he tells his son, أَفَتَرَى دَيْنَنَا يُبْقِي مِنْ مَالِنَا شَيْئًا. Oh my son, do you think that from the wealth that I've got, will my debts be able to cover all? Will my wealth be able to cover my debts? In other words, whatever assets I've got, you think I'll be able to cover the debts? This is the thing that is worrying me. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ بِعْمَا لَنَا وَقَضِي دَيْنِي. Then he said, oh my son, you sell all my assets and you pay my debts. In other words, you liquidate my assets and then when you whatever cash you get, you pay all my debts. وَأَوْسِنِي بِالثُّلُثِ وَالثُّلُثِهِ لِبَنِيهِ. Then he made wasiyat of one third. We know from an estate that maximum person can make wasiyat, he can bequest an amount is one third of the estate. He can't go more than that. So here he's saying, my father had bequested one third of his estate, and he said one third of the estate must go to my children, Abdullah bin Zubair's children, meaning my father's grandchildren. So for his grandchildren, he bequested one third of that one third. يعني لبني عبد الله بن زبير الثلث والثلث. قال فإن فضل من مالنا بعد قضاء الدين شيء فالثلثه لبنيك. So this hadith, this Rawi is explaining that one third of that one third was for his grandchildren, the children of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. قال هشام وكان بعض ولد عبد الله قد وازى بعض بني الزبير خبيب وعباد وله يومئذ تسعة بنين وتسعة بنات. So this one reporter of the hadith is saying that on that particular day, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, his children were so big, they were almost the age of some of his brothers. So they were 9 brothers and 9 sisters. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, they had 9 brothers, 9 sisters. And some of the children of Abdullah bin Zubair were already grown up so much that they were almost the ages of his brothers and sisters. So the uncles were the same age as the nephews. So anyway, the reason why he's saying this is towards the ending of the hadith when we get there, is you can understand 9 children, 9 boys, 9 girls, what that estate would have been split like at the end. And here he was worried how he's going to pay it. قال عبد الله فجعل يوصيني بدينه. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says that my father kept on telling me about his debts that he owes. It was worrying him so much. يا بني إن عجزت عن شيء منه فاستعين عليه بمولاي. Then he told me, oh my son, that if you're finding it hard to pay off my debts, meaning there isn't enough funds to pay off my debts, then seek help from my master. قال فوالله ما دريت ما أراد حتى قلت يا أبتي من مولاك. So Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says that I didn't know who he's talking about, who's his master. I knew my father all his life, but I didn't know who's his master. So I asked him, oh my father, who's your master that you're talking about? قال الله. So he said, Allah is my master. If ever you're having difficulty in paying it off, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's my master, for help. He will help you. فوالله ما وقعت في كربة من دينه إلا قلت يا مولى الزبير اقضي عنه دينه فيقضيه. So Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu said that later on, and after my father had passed away, Then when I was paying off his debts, if ever I found it hard to pay off his debts, I would say, Ya Mawla Zubair, oh the Mawla, oh the master of Zubair, that assist me in this matter. He said, whenever I said that, immediately his debts would get paid off. Allah Pak made it says that immediately his debts would get paid off. Just by the mere fact that I said, Ya Mawla Zubair, exactly as my father told me to do, I did. Can you imagine what connection he must have had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That he told his son that you ask my master if ever you have a problem. And whenever he did this, immediately he saw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ فَقُتِلَ الزُّبَيْرُ وَلَمْ يَدَعْ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا إِلَّا أَرْضِينَ مِنْهَا الْغَابَةُ وَإِحْدَى عَشَرَةَ دَارًا بِالْمَدِينَةِ. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, eventually he passed away in that battle. Let's say battle he passed away. He didn't leave one dirham or one dinar, but he had a few properties. So to explain what properties he had one property known as Ghaba. And he had 11 properties in Medina Sharif. So he had Ghaba, he had 11 properties in Medina Sharif. He had 2 properties in Basra. He had 1 property in Kufa and 1 in Egypt, Misr. So these were his properties. 1 in Ghaba, he had 11 in Medina Sharif, 2 in Basra, 1 in Kufa and 1 in Egypt. قَالَ وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ دِينُهُ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ كَانَ يَأْتِيهِ بِالْمَالِ فيستودعه إياه فيقول زبير لا ولكن هو سلف إني خشيت عليه الضيعة وما ولي إمارة قط ولا جبابة ولا خراج ولا خراجا ولا شيئا إلا أن يكون في غزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So yeah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, he say that my father had such a good habit that whenever anybody came to leave some trust with him, some money with him, he would tell them, you know what, don't leave it by me as trust. Because if anybody left something as trust, and if the thing got destroyed somehow, whether it got stolen, whether it got destroyed, whether it got burnt, whatever, then immediately the person who left it as trust, he takes the full responsibility. So he said, leave it by me as a loan. So if anything happens to you, then I will have to owe you for it, because I took it to you as a loan. So this is what he would do. He would act in the best interest of the person that was coming to give him. Like what we mentioned, one of the things of amanat is always act in the best interest of the person that you're dealing with. Act in his interest also, not only in your interest. So he said that he would do this. So therefore he had so much of debts on him, because he, whenever people would come leave money, he would say, leave it to me, leave it with me as a loan. In that way, if it's destroyed, you don't bear the responsibility, I will bear the responsibility. And he had no position. He said, وَمَا وَلِيَ إِمَارَةً قَطُّ وَلَا جِبَايَةً وَلَا خَرَاجًا وَلَا شَيْئًا. He didn't have any position, nor was he in charge of any zakat, nor was he in charge of any kind of taxes, etc. He had nothing except that what he did was he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ فِي غَزْوٍ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَعَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَعُثْمَانَ. قال عبد الله فحسبت ما كان عليه من الدين فوجدته ألف ألف ومئة ألف فلقي حكيم بن حزام عبد الله بن زبير وقال يا ابن أخي كم على أخي من الدين فكتمته وقلت مئة ألف. So yeah, he says, we'll stop here today. So yeah, he's Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says that my father Zubair radiallahu anhu, he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he joined Hazrat Abu Bakr, he joined Hazrat Umar, and he joined Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. In other words, he was also actively involved in going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever wealth he got it because of him joining in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that his brother, in other words, Zubair radiallahu anhu's brother, who's Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu's uncle, he said, my uncle had come to me and he asked me that my brother had passed away, what debts did he leave? So he said, at that time I had calculated that he left 2.2 million debts. And when his brother came to ask me, my uncle came to ask me, I told my uncle, no, he only left 100,000 as a debt. So then he said, I thought to myself, I won't tell him the full amount. So my uncle said, 100,000 he left, he will never be able to pay it. He will never manage paying 100,000. So then he said, I told my uncle, what if he left 2.2 million? So my uncle said, then you definitely won't be able to pay it. But my uncle told me that if you're having a problem paying it, come and see me, I will help you. One of the things to remember is that when family members are going through any type of problems, family members should try and help. So yeah, the uncle of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu came and he approached him and he told him that at this point, if you're having any problem, please come and see me, I will try and help you. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll do the number crunching, the amounts, and the barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu. It was amazing that what each member of the family finished off with at the end, after all the debts were paid. And yeah, in the beginning the uncle said that 100,000 is too much. And here he calculated was 2.2 million. After paying off all the debts, what Allah Pak had given him, only because he was sincere in paying his debts off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that sincerity, that ikhlas, and that ability that whatever debts we got, we try and pay it off. And if we start paying it off, then immediately the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us, and we will see the barakat also. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.